A study funded by the Department of Natural Resources that was supposed to track urban deer roaming around Bloomington is drawing attention for other reasons. Even though the study is over, researchers are still worried about the deer that are involved. WFIU's Adam Pinsker tells us why.
Eric Sandweiss made the startling find while walking his dog in his backyard a few months ago.
Deer was laying back behind these small trees in that clearing there.
Sandweiss says the collared deer was lying dead in that same spot the next evening.
What was more striking was just above the collar, a big open wound in its throat that looked like perhaps the result of him trying to maybe rub up against a tree.
Sandweiss says the conservation officer who came to his Southside Bloomington house to collect the deer said the collar caused the buck's death. A city limits questioner asked us how this could happen. In the summer of 2016, researchers from Ball State University placed collars around the necks of deer in and around the Bloomington area. Scientists set out to determine mortality rates and causes of death for urban and rural deer. The Department of Natural Resources funded the study using VHF and GPS technology to track the deer. Assistant Director of DNR's Office of Research, Dr. Joe Caudill, says the collars were supposed to expand as the buck's necks expand.
What we think may have happened was just over time that material has degraded to where, at least on some of them, it doesn't seem like it's expanding or expanding enough.
Caudill says the manufacturer of the collars said it had some problems with the materials they were using, but the other issue is the deer may have outlived the collars before they malfunctioned.
The main cause for mortality of deer in urban areas tends to be deer vehicle collisions, and so they don't have to deal with predators or as many hunters.
Department of Natural Resources officials say up to 4 deer are still roaming the Bloomington area wearing collars. Caudill says they are aware of the deer that Sandweiss found in his yard late last year, but he's not 100% sure that the collar caused its death.
One recently also died, but it didn't actually have the collar on it when we found it. So we don't know if that was due to the collar or if it was something else that was going on there.
Director of Bloomington's Animal Control, Virgil Souter, says his agency is monitoring the remaining collared deer. But Souter says since Animal Control doesn't carry any tranquilizer, officers won't be able to capture any of them. Instead, they will alert DNR when the collared deer appear to be in poor health. But even then, Caudill says there's no guarantee wildlife officers will act.
It can be more dangerous to try to capture the deer to remove the collars because you have to use drugs, you have to chemically immobilize them. A lot of times there can be complications with that.
But Sandweiss says his neighborhood off South Ballantyne Road is a big area for urban deer, and after his last run-in, he's not taking any chances.
To put up a high fence around our particular yard because we have a small dog that runs back here and we want to protect him.
Sandweiss says the fence won't completely ease his concerns about the effects urban sprawl is having on the deer population. For WFIU News, I'm Adam Pinsker.
Do you have a question about how the Bloomington of tomorrow will affect your work, your quality of life, your community, and your future? If you do, submit it to our City Limits team and then listen on Thursdays for answers to your questions.